Hello there, you are listening to 15minutes.today, 通勤学英语。欢迎来到我们每日英语跟读单元，每周一到周五收听世界时事趣闻，只要每日利用通勤的朋友或喝咖啡的时间，短短15分钟自行反复朗读，或者就是与 John 老师一起跟读，就可以持续累积你的英语力。通勤家族们， Are you ready? Let's get started with today's program.About the Philippines, growing mermaiding subculture makes a splash. There was a pivotal moment in Queen Panky Tabora's life that eclipsed all others. It was the moment, she says, when she first slid her legs into a mermaid tail. For the transgender Filipina woman approaching middle age, seeing her legs encased in a vibrant, scaly-looking neoprene 3 years ago was the realization of a childhood dream.And it marked the beginning of her immersion into a watery world where she would find acceptance. The former insurance company worker described the experience of gliding underwater, half human and half fish, as meditation in motion. The feeling was mermaizing, Tabora said one recent morning while lounging in a fiery red tail on a rocky beach south of Manila,where she now teaches mermaiding and freediving full-time. In recent years, a growing number have gleefully flocked to mermaid conventions and competitions, formed local groups called pods, launching mermaid magazines and poured their savings into a multi-million dollar mermaid tail industry. Next article. Philippine collector amasses super-sized collection of fast food restaurant toys.From the age of 5, Filipino graphic artist Percival Lugu has had a passion for collecting toys from fast food restaurant chains like McDonald's, Burger King, and home country favorite Jollibee. Now the 50-year-old has about 20,000 toys packed from floor to ceiling in his home and holds a Guinness World Record from 2014 when his collection reached more than 10,000 items.Lugu built his home especially to house his collection. He likens the excitement that getting new toys gives him to Christmas morning. The toy is like a storyteller in itself. While most of his toys were obtained through personal purchases, some were donated by friends and family. His dream now is to eventually put his collection on display for the public or even open a museum to give others a chance.To revisit their own childhood memories. Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送。也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15minutes.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 ，Improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。